So I found out how I caught COVID. I just wanted to come back and let you know. So one of my coworkers, even though she's vaccinated, her and her husband had caught COVID. And these jobs don't give a fuck. They just want you to be there to work for them or whatever. Well, I feel like they should have gave her 10 days quarantine with her husband because she was asymptomatic and didn't have symptoms. And I work with her overnight. And I am not vaccinated because I just feel like it's not for me. So, I'm more of like a natural type of person. I don't use medications. I don't use none of that. I'm big on my multivitamins, my herbs, everything. Holistic stuff. So, let's say, fast forward. I never get sick, so I got sick. Didn't think nothing about it until I started spitting up blood. Like, damn, I gotta go to the hospital. There's something really wrong with me. And I had this nasty cough that I couldn't shake. I still got the cough. I guess it's gonna take time for the cough to go away, but this shit is horrible. At the end of the day, people who are vaccinated sometimes can be asymptomatic and they can be co-spreaders COVID to people who don't have the vaccinations or to whoever. So even if you got the vaccination, you are a fucking co-spreader. And that shit is not cool. And it's not because, like, my whole fucking house was on quarantine and one of my kids caught COVID. I'm just blessed and thankful that my special needs child didn't get it. Because then it would have been a whole nother ball game. So at this point, I'm making it my fucking business to find me a fucking remote job and work from home. Because I refuse to bring any more fucking germs and elements to my motherfucking kids. Ain't nobody in my family caught COVID until I went back out to the workforce. And I caught it from somebody that was vaccinated. And I was out of work for a whole fucking 16 months. I didn't work. Ain't nobody catch COVID in my household. Now all of a sudden, I caught COVID and my oldest daughter caught it. I definitely don't trust the government. And I don't trust people. I'm just saying, everybody, protect yourself. And it's so crazy because I always wear a mask. It's just when I took my mask down that one time to get something to drink, it was already in the air, the particles. And I'm like, fuck. And I work with an N95 mask on at that. So it's like, the shit is, I always knew the shit was real. But I was thankful and I was blessed to be a person that didn't have it real bad. Because I take all of my vitamins and my holistic stuff, my probiotics and all that stuff. Like, yes, that shit protected me a lot. But I had COVID and pneumonia because I don't know how, but that shit was just major. And I have asthma already, so I'm just blessed that it wasn't too bad. And I just don't want nobody else to go about it. So I'm sharing my experience. But, you know, I'm going to always keep it real and be real with my listeners and everything. I hate when people try to sugarcoat it. Be like, oh, this and that. The first couple of days was a motherfucker. Like, I worked two jobs. I didn't want to get out my bed. I had to push my motherfucking self to get up and do it. And then the one day, I called off and said I couldn't. I ain't have no voice. I couldn't do it. Like, when you got COVID, you need to rest and quarantine and take care of yourself. But everybody wear a mask. Wash your hands after everything. Sanitize. I prefer washing hands versus to sanitize. But yeah, you can sanitize too and spray everything down. Microban was my motherfucking friend. I just feel like this shit is horrible. Protect yourself.